Good evening and welcome to the March 7th, 2024 meeting of the Athens Clark County Planning Commission. For those of you viewing the meeting remotely, you'll find the meeting agenda on the Planning Department website at accgov.com.
That was the last meeting last month, the Athens Clark County Planning Commission, the Planning Department, trying to get your feedback on the Athens Clark County future land use map, a number of events that'll be coming up later this month, public forums, and an opportunity for you to go online. You can do this now. Go online, the survey website, link to our website at wgauradio.com. Takes you here, it says, about 8 minutes to complete the survey and just offer up your feedback on the future land use map for Athens Clark County. What in the world is that thing? Here to talk about that from the Athens Clark County Planning Department, Mark Beechuk with us. Mark Beechuk, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me, Tim. Appreciate it.
What are we talking about here? We toss these terms around, and those of us who aren't necessarily government wonks don't know much about this, or sometimes don't know much about this. Comprehensive plan, zoning map, land use map, all of this kind of running together. What are we talking about in a general sense? And then we'll get into some of the specifics.
Sure. Yeah. So the big task we have right now is updating our future land use map. We intend to do that by the end of the summer. The future land use map is a more broad guide than a zoning code. So every property has, you know, a zone that has specific regulations and requirements. The future land use map takes a few of those zones and puts them together. So it's a little bit more of a generalized picture of how growth and development will happen throughout the community.
And what we're talking about, I suppose, in a general sense, among other things, infrastructure, streets and roads and water and utilities and those kind of things, different zones, different types of zones and different types of businesses and residences might have different needs for those things. So it's about, I suppose, you tell me, Mark Beechuk, but about, I suppose, how best to go about providing infrastructure.
Yeah, that's a great point, and that's really what we're building off of. So there's a lot of thinking out there these days in the urban planning world that keeping compact growth and compact development around your existing built environment, so that's your streets, your roads, your pipes, your wires, especially your sewer. Sewer is a huge one. And so once you get outside of that sewer service area, the development potential really goes down. There's a lot less you can do on septic. And so we're trying to keep people around that infrastructure so that we don't have to extend it too far and get too expensive, and also keep people close to their daily needs, close to the transportation options that they might need, be that car, obviously the dominant way, but alternative transportation as well, or just to be able to get out and enjoy, you know, the amenities around you, if that's a park or a restaurant or a school or something like that.
And Mark Beechuk, the Comprehensive Planning Coordinator in the Athens Clark County Planning Department. All right, offering up my input on this, and there's a couple of ways to do it. One is that online survey I mentioned also, and I don't have these in front of me, the dates, maybe you will, but there are going to be some public forums later this month as well.
That's correct. So we've done four already, and actually this effort builds off of the work we did in the fall. So we're really going back to the public and telling them what we heard in the fall, and then trying to, you know, make a bigger picture, show them exactly kind of where it's going. So we're doing three more next week. We're taking this week off for spring break for the schools, but we'll be back at three more next week, and then we've got a final one at the library the following week. I believe that's April 18th. We're expecting that to kind of be a big sort of wrap-up one.
All right, and again, the online forum and these forums, these public input sessions that you're holding, at the end of this, that's by the end of the month, first part of next month, they're going to have a big pile of feedback on your desk, the online stuff and all the comments you gathered. What do you do with that?
So we're taking that and we're refining it a little bit. We've told people about the things we heard in the fall. We've formed some guiding principles out of that. So we're trying to relay how that information can then get applied to a future land use map and one day, you know, zoning code changes or text amendments if they need to happen. We will take all that input. We also have contracted with a real estate firm out of Asheville that is doing a very large revenue infrastructure analysis. That firm is named Urban 3. So we expect to take some of that data, feed it to the folks at Urban 3 along with all the work that they do to then build towards that future land use map effort. So a little bit of moving parts around the puzzle that is the future land use and zoning code of Athens-Clarke County, but then also a little bit trying to use that data to understand how we can build sustainably. So that's sustainably for the environment, but also sustainably for the finances of Athens-Clarke County as we continue to grow and get more people and more development.
Again, Mark Beechuk, the Athens-Clarke County Planning Department. So I suppose you tell me at some point Urban 3 turns this around, sends it back to, I don't know, the Planning Commission, and ultimately into the lap of the Athens-Clarke County Commission at some point later this year, I guess, they'll sign off on this. They'll sign off on some version of this.
That's correct. Urban 3 will look at a bit of the future land use map. They might do a little ground truthing, a little testing of some of our thoughts. They do a little bit of secondary work about the value that each property produces based off of their size. And so they really do some data that helps out with the work we're doing, but the effort of the future land use map will come back through the planning department, planning commission, and then on to the mayor and commission. We expect that to be right around the end of summer, which should be right around the time that Urban 3 is wrapping up.
And I'm curious, too, I want to circle back and let you go on this one, Mark Beechuk. You said some of these talks you've had back in the fall, gathering more input now. I don't know if it's even possible. You tell me, is there any kind of consensus in terms of what you're hearing, in terms of what the community is saying? I can only imagine. I might have one idea what I think should go on that parcel over there, and somebody else has a completely different idea. Is there any kind of consensus out there?
It's very tough. You're right. We hear all sides of this argument, discussion, and we take what we're hearing from the people and some of our professional knowledge, and then sort of some of the things that we're hearing from the business community, the development community, and we try and shape that as best we can. So we're trying to be that sort of referee where we hear from a bunch of different sides. This is kind of what we do when we go to the Planning Commission. But at the end of the day, we really need to take that info along with what we can do to make sure that the community stays fiscally sound and enjoyable, and then try and produce from there. So it's a bit of a tough effort, but I also think it's really an engagement effort. We're trying to be out there to educate while we hear from the public at the same time. So we love having those conversations, whether those conversations support the exact things we're thinking, or if they open up new opportunities for us, because we do truly care what the public has to say and how we can grow. At the same time, we're trying to be on that other side to make sure that we're looking after the finances of Athens-Clarke County and its residents and citizens, and then providing the best product we can for the development community to come in and put those pieces in place.
Again, that online survey on the Athens-Clarke County government website, find it, link from it there. Mark Beechuk, the Athens-Clarke County Planning Department. Thanks so much for your time this morning. Best of luck moving forward.
I really appreciate it, Tim. Take care.